Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 137. I'm Steve Webb, and today we're going to be reading 2 Samuel chapters 22 and 23. Let's begin. Second Samuel chapter 22. David sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord rescued him from the power of all his enemies, including Saul. He said, "The Lord is my high ridge, my stronghold, my deliverer. My God is my rocky summit where I take shelter, my shield, the horn that saves me, my stronghold, my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. I called to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I was delivered from my enemies. The waves of death engulfed me. The currents of chaos overwhelmed me. The ropes of Sheol tightened around me. The snares of death trapped me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I called to my God. From his heavenly temple, he heard my voice. He listened to my cry for help. The earth heaved and shook. The foundations of the sky trembled. They heaved because he was angry. Smoke ascended from his nose. Fire devoured as it came from his mouth. He hurled down fiery coals. He made the sky sink as he descended. A thick cloud was under his feet. He mounted a winged angel and flew. He glided on the wings of the wind. He shrouded himself in darkness, in thick rain clouds. From the brightness in front of him came coals of fire. The Lord thundered from the sky. The Sovereign One shouted loudly. He shot arrows and scattered them, lightning and routed them. The depths of the sea were exposed. The inner regions of the world were uncovered by the Lord's battle cry, by the powerful breath from his nose. He reached down from above and grabbed me. He pulled me from the surging water. He rescued me from my strong enemy, from those who hate me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in my day of calamity, but the Lord helped me. He brought me out into a wide open place. He delivered me because he was pleased with me. The Lord repaid me for my godly deeds. He rewarded my blameless behavior, for I have obeyed the Lord's command. I have not rebelled against my God, for I am aware of all his regulations and I do not reject his rules. I was blameless before him. I kept myself from sinning. The Lord rewarded me for my godly deeds. He took notice of my blameless behavior. You proved to be loyal to one who is faithful. You proved to be trustworthy to one who is innocent. You proved to be reliable to one who is blameless. But you prove to be deceptive to one who is perverse. You deliver oppressed people, but you watch the proud and bring them down. Indeed, you are my lamp, Lord. The Lord illumines the darkness around me. Indeed, with your help I can charge against an enemy. By my God's power I can jump over a wall. The one true God acts in a faithful manner. The Lord's promise is reliable. He is a shield to all who take shelter in him. Indeed, who is God besides the Lord? Who is a protector besides our God? The one true God is my mighty refuge. He removes the obstacles in my way. He gives me the agility of a deer. He enables me to negotiate the rugged terrain. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend even the strongest bow. You give me your protective shield. Your willingness to help enables me to prevail. You widen my path. My feet do not slip. I chase my enemies and destroy them. I do not turn back until I wipe them out. I wipe them out and beat them to death. They cannot get up. They fall at my feet. You give me strength for battle. You make my foes kneel before me. You make my enemies retreat. I destroy those who hate me. They cry out, but there is no one to help them. They cry out to the Lord, but he does not answer them. I grind them as fine as the dust of the ground. I crush them and stomp on them like clay in the streets. You rescue me from a hostile enemy. You preserve me as a leader of nations. People over whom I had no authority are now my subjects. Foreigners are powerless before me. When they hear of my exploits, they submit to me. Foreigners lose their courage. They shake with fear as they leave their strongholds. The Lord is alive. My protector is praiseworthy. The God who delivers me is exalted as king. The one true God completely vindicates me. He makes nations submit to me. He delivers me from my enemies. You snatch me away from those who attack me. You rescue me from violent men. So I will give you thanks, O Lord, before the nations. I will sing praises to you. He gives his chosen king magnificent victories. He is faithful to his chosen ruler, to David and to his descendants forever. 2 Samuel chapter 23. These are the final words of David. the oracle of David, son of Jesse, the oracle of the man raised up as the chosen ruler by the God of Jacob, Israel's beloved singer of songs. The Lord's Spirit spoke through me. His word was on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke. The protector of Israel spoke to me. The one who rules fairly among men, the one who rules in the fear of God, is like the light of morning when the sun comes up, a morning in which there are no clouds. He is like the brightness after rain that produces grass from the earth. My dynasty is approved by God, for he has made a perpetual covenant with me, arranged in all its particulars and secured. He always delivers me and brings all I desire to fruition. But evil people are like thorns. All of them are tossed away, for they cannot be held in the hand. The one who touches them must use an iron instrument or the wooden shaft of a spear. They are completely burned up right where they lie. These are the names of David's warriors. Jashobeath, a Tachmonite, was head of the officers. He killed 800 men with his spear in one battle. Next in command was Eleazar, son of Dodo, the son of Ahohai. He was one of the three warriors who were with David when they defied the Philistines who were assembled there for battle. When the men of Israel retreated, he stood his ground and fought the Philistines until his hand grew so tired that it seemed stuck to his sword. The Lord gave a great victory on that day. When the army returned to him, the only thing left to do was to plunder the corpses. Next in command was Shammah, son of Agi, the Hararite. When the Philistines assembled at Lehi, where there happened to be an area of a field that was full of lentils, the army retreated before the Philistines. But he made a stand in the middle of that area. He defended it and defeated the Philistines. The Lord gave them a great victory. At the time of the harvest, 3 of the 30 leaders went down to David at the cave of Adullam. The band of Philistines was camped in the valley of Rephaim. David was in the stronghold at that time, while a Philistine garrison was in Bethlehem. David was thirsty and said, "How I wish someone would give me some water to drink from the cistern in Bethlehem near the gate." So the 3 elite warriors broke through the Philistine forces and drew some water from the cistern in Bethlehem near the gate. They carried it back to David, but he refused to drink it. He poured it out as a drink offering to the Lord and said, "O Lord, I will not do this. It is equivalent to the blood of men who risked their lives by going." So he refused to drink it. Such were the exploits of the 3 elite warriors. Abishai, son of Zeruiah, the brother of Joab, was head of the 3. He killed 300 men with his spear and gained fame among the 3. From the 3 he was given honor and he became their officer, even though he was not one of the 3. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was a brave warrior from Kabzeel who performed great exploits. He struck down the 2 sons of Ariel of Moab. He also went down and killed a lion in a cistern on a snowy day. He also killed an impressive-looking Egyptian. The Egyptian wielded a spear while Benaiah attacked him with a club. He grabbed the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. Such were the exploits of Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, who gained fame among the 3 elite warriors. He received honor from the 30 warriors, though he was not one of the 3 elite warriors. David put him in charge of his bodyguard. Included with the 30 were the following: Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, son of Dodo from Bethlehem, Shammah the Herodite, Elikah the Herodite, Helez the Paltite, Ira the son of Ikesh from Tekoa, Abiezer the Anathothite, Mebunai the Hushathite, Zalman the Ahohite, Mahari the Netophathite, Heled son of Bana the Netophathite, Ittai son of Ribai from Gibeah in Benjamin, Benaiah the Parathonite, Hiddai from the Wadis of Gash, Abi-Alban the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Barhumite, Eliba the Shalbanite, the sons of Jashon, Jonathan son of Shammah the Hararite, Ahiam son of Sharar the Hararite, Eliphelet son of Ahazbai the Makathite, Eliam son of Ahithophel the Gilonite, Hezri the Carmelite, Parai the Arbite, Egal son of Nathan from Zobah, Bani the Gadite, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai the Berothite, the armor-bearer of Joab son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, and Uriah the Hittite. Altogether, there were 37. Well, that was certainly quite a song of praise that David wrote for the Lord. David had a real gift for praising God. And I'm so glad that these songs have been preserved for us. They certainly teach us how to praise God. Thank you so much for being with me today. Why don't you tell a friend about the LifeSpring Family Bible? Have them go through the Bible with us. It's never too late to join. Well, until tomorrow when we finish 2 Samuel and start 1 Corinthians, may God be with you and bless you. My name is Steve Webb. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.